This podcast was originally live streamed on the Non Sequitur Show on YouTube. New episodes air weekdays, Monday through Friday, at 8 p.m. Eastern at youtube.com/nonsequiturshow. Make sure you never miss a live stream by visiting www.nonsecshow.com/schedule. For the latest news, polls and updates throughout the day, follow us on Twitter at nonsecshow or facebook.com/nonsecshow. That's NONSEQ show. If you'd like to get exclusive content, bi-weekly private hangouts with Kyle and Steve, backstage access to chat with guests after shows hosted on your channel and much more, become a Patreon saint of Non Sequitur. It ensures we continue to improve our show and brings you into the process at the same time. Visit patreon.com/nonsequitur today while the limited spots are still available.
The following podcast is intended for those who believe bold ideas are righteous, unique perspectives are gospel, and strong opinions are sacred. This is Non Sequitur. Never follow. And now, here are your hosts, Kyle Curtis and Steve McRae.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I hate that we're meeting under such serious circumstances. I have just sent the link to Emperor Atheist. I didn't want to send it beforehand so that I wouldn't have to exchange any sort of pleasantries with him. This way he can just come on and we can have a little chat should he choose. But nonetheless, he has the link at any event. Let's say hello to Godless Engineer and Shannon. Lovely Shannon Q. Shannon, how are you?
I've had better days. I'm not great right now. I'm upset and disappointed and a little bit emotional, and hoping that Emperor Atheist shows up. He's somebody I've had many interactions with in the past and have hosted on my podcast on the Heathen Hour and had some degree of reverence for, and I'm hoping that he will come in here and he can't really exonerate himself at this point, but I'm hoping that he will come in here and at least change his mind and indicate as such. And that's the best that I can hope for at this point, because right now I'm insanely, incredibly disappointed and brokenhearted.
Sure.
So I've been better. And I'm trying to not cry. I'm trying to not get upset.
Yeah. GE, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm wearing an appropriate shirt that I got a while ago. You can see through one of them because they're green. But
I love it.
But yeah, I feel like it's an appropriate shirt to wear for this particular discussion. Honestly, I am very surprised by this. I'm not. I mean, I'm not really all that emotional, but I mean, I am very surprised, and I'm just confused more than anything.
Yeah. And let's say we hope that Casey feels better. She was originally going to join us too, but she is sick. So maybe you get to feeling better, Casey. I guess
she's
that
not in the chat. Chat right up there.
I guess we should start and give people the spark notes, so to speak, while we wait and see if the Emperor joins us. Yesterday, I got a message from Mr. Atheist that said, can you believe this? And I opened it up, and Dave will put on the screen this screen cap. It says, let me make this clear. I do not condone homosexuality. If you have an issue with that, you can unfriend me. I'm not here to advocate for your sexual views. Which then prompted me to, I guess, what's the next one, Dave? The next one is the one about the 11-year-old. Is that next in the list? Yeah. So this was sent to me by somebody that responded to that, and he responded. So you're in your mind, it's cool to have an 11-year-old around grown gay men. Really? And so that prompted me on Twitter to post what I thought of the situation, which Dave will put up. Let me make this clear. Fuck you, Emperor Atheist. And he responds to that with a fuck you, too, since you couldn't text me about it. You know me. I don't give a shit about your emotional rants. Everyone knows I don't hate gays. My daughter is a part of the LGBTQ community. So get your emotions in check because you wouldn't say it to my face. So then I responded to that with, I don't have a fucking thing to say to you, you big, bigoted, ignorant piece of shit. Get fucked. And to that, he said, I don't do Twitter wars. Call me if you got the guts. You can't take me out of context. Leave that weak shit for the weaklings. So I am calling you, Emperor Atheist. I do have the guts. And I promise you, I will say exactly what I think to your face. That is a guarantee. All I need is for you to show up. To that, I replied, you don't do Twitter wars. Oh, I guess posting about it on Facebook is what real men do. You don't have shit to say now because your bitch ass got called out for being a bigot. Nobody cares enough about you to call. Deal with it, bitch. So it went on and on and on from that. He then sent me a message through Facebook that said, and these were the messages that he said. So you think my post was anti-gay? Well, I'm not anti-gay, but I totally disagree with an 11-year-old being at a estrogen-filled parade around grown men. So I said, how would you take it? Or how would you take me saying, I don't think my nephew should go around a Black History Month event? Would you think that's bigoted? I think you would. The difference between you and I, though, is that that thought would never in a million years cross my mind. And he said, how the hell can you even compare that? I disagree with a kid being at a parade where raunchy shit can happen, especially in Miami. I've got love for you, Kyle. Maybe I should have expressed it differently, but I still don't agree with a kid being around grown gay men. I've never been homophobic in my life. And I said, I will send you a join link tomorrow. If you want to discuss things, that'll be the time. I'm way too pissed off right now. Completely your choice to join or not. And he said, okay. So now it's that time. I'm hoping that he shows up. But the last thing that I want to read, and then we'll let Shannon and Godless Engineer weigh in, was a post that he sent or that he commented last night, I believe it was. Right, Shannon, when he said this? The haters thing?
It was last night.
Okay. So last night he said this. Now, y'all know I give zero fucks and will speak my mind. I don't answer to none of you emotional motherfuckers on social media. If this fake-ass friend list goes down, my bank account keeps going up. Now, with that being said, all my real people and fans know me and my stances. The rest of you can kick fucking rocks. I'm from the concrete jungle, bitches. Grew up as a black man in America. You motherfuckers better not ever compare the LGBTQ community struggle with ours. I don't give a fuck how many gay friends I have. I draw the line there. Stop comparing that. It's not the same. Get some tough skin. No one has to agree with your lifestyle. Then be called homophobic. You fools, I've been and seen much worse than that. So hell no, I'm not sympathetic towards any of those topics. No one is safe.
Hmm. Why?
Okay. So here's Why? here's my summary, and then I'm going to turn it over to Shannon, and then we'll go to Goss Engineer. I was angry, but I was more hurt by this because I expect people who are like theists or people who are have a religion, I expect them to be a certain way. I expect to feel a certain hatred from that group. I expect that. It's taught in their book. They think their soul's on the line. I expect that. As wrong as they are, I expect that. I don't expect it from somebody that I've had interactions with, that I've supported, that I have pushed for, that I have advocated for, like Emperor Atheist. I had him when they first started doing the Three Black Heathen show. I had him on here specifically to talk about the discrimination that goes on being black and being an atheist, because for number one, if you're black, it's the religious community is so much, the percentage is so much more in that community. For black people are just so much more religious. And I wanted to know what it was like for somebody who is not only black, but also an atheist. That has to be doubly hard on that. That concerned me. And I wanted to know about that. I wanted that out there. The discrimination that he was getting bothered me, and I made it a point to have him on here and to talk about that. And we talked about it for an hour and a half. And to know that he harbors this sort of discrimination against me, like his being black is just the same as me being gay. I cannot change me being gay, just like he cannot change being black. And to this tirade about comparing the two struggles, no one's trying to do that. Not one person is trying to say that we had it worse than you or you had it worse than us. What I'm saying is that you should fucking understand how it feels to have people look at you differently and to treat you differently because of something that you cannot help. And it pisses me off and breaks my heart to have somebody that I once considered a friend, somebody that claims to be a humanist, hold these sort of views. I think it's disgusting. I think you are homophobic. I think you're a bigot. And seeing the way that you react to all of this, just more entrenches me in that view. And I think it's an absolute shame, and it's disgusting. Shannon.
I'm brokenhearted. I'm brokenhearted. I really, to take the tack that recognition of discrimination against one group diminishes discrimination or the recognition of discrimination against another just entails the idea that there's only so much empathy to go around. There's only so much understanding to go around. You can recognize that human people are being discriminated against without diminishing the fact that other people have it. Just because from your perspective it may be worse doesn't mean that it doesn't exist for another group. And to use the words "I don't condone" entails that it means that somebody requires your permission to be who they are. I really hope you come, because I would really like to ask you why you would choose those words. People respect you, and people look to you, and people listen to you, and you have a platform, and you've chosen to use that to make people who may have respected you up until now, feel as though they're diminished. Feel as though somebody that they may have looked towards doesn't respect their existence by saying your sexual inclinations or your sexual views or your sexual choices entails that it is a choice. And it means that you don't recognize or understand the fact that it's not, or you don't respect the fact that it isn't. Why don't you understand what that means? Why don't you care what that does to the people that listen to you? You matter. And what you're doing matters. And what you're doing is hurting people. Why don't you care? Your response, saying your bank account goes up when your friends go down, to me, that's like saying it doesn't matter because I have a benefit, even though what I'm doing indicates harm and causes harm to people. You know people. You've indicated that your daughter is a member of that community. How can you? I can't wrap my head around it. It hurts me and it breaks my heart and I don't understand. And I would really like you to come so that I can ask you what you were thinking. Just why? Like I'm trying not to cry. You're somebody that I've spoken to many times, Emperor Atheist. You're somebody that I have had on my podcast. You're somebody that I've gone in your chat rooms. You're somebody that I've promoted. And now I feel a little bit sullied because I am watching people I love and people I care about. And even if they weren't people I love and I care, I'm watching people be affected by your words. And you just, it doesn't seem like it matters. Please come here and tell me that it matters so that I can regain some semblance of respect for you, please.
And then we'll go to GE in the chat. Psychopath Atheist said it's not the same. No, again, no one is comparing. Please get this. Please understand this. No one is comparing being gay with being black. That is not what's at issue here. And for somebody, the people who were saying let Psychopath Atheist join on, no, because it's not about that. I'm saying that he should understand the discrimination, the struggle that he's putting out there. I'm putting it in an irony, sort of hypocrisy context. No one's making this a black versus gay who's got the worst struggle issue. So if you're taking that out of this, you're not listening, GE.
Sorry, I one more thing to say. This isn't a persecution competition. It's not a persecution competition. You can empathize and understand and work to be better in both scenarios. You don't have to be a bigot against the homosexual LGBTQ+ community in order to be an advocate for other communities. They're not mutually exclusive. They're not. And if you make it us versus them, my persecution is worse, thus their persecution doesn't matter, is how that translates. And that's not okay. We should advocate for the betterment of everybody. With no exclusions. No exclusions. It's not a competition. People matter. That's not what it's about. I'm so fucking upset. I'm sorry. Go ahead, GE. I'm sorry. I'm walking all over this and I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You're muted, GE.
You're okay, Shannon.
Sorry.
So yeah, about the comparison to, you know, between the struggles of the Black community and the struggles of the LGBT community, nobody is saying that they have the exact same life experiences here. Nobody is saying that the LGBT people have been treated exactly the same as the Black community in the past. Nobody is making that comparison. And to echo what Shannon just said, is not a competition. One group doesn't have to be the supremely persecuted group in order for everybody to recognize how each group has been oppressed and persecuted and all those kind of things. Both communities have different life experiences that have shaped their past up until this point. And I think to marginalize either group in any kind of way is wrong. And I feel like that is what Emperor Atheist, like his post today, did. And I supremely disagree with marginalizing any group, any particular group's struggle. And to act like, oh, well, the Black community has suffered for longer or harder or whatever like that, so you can't compare discrimination to discrimination, I think is very disingenuous kind of an argument to make. You can recognize the fact that both groups have been discriminated in different ways and have different things to worry about and consider. Like, for instance, you know, a white gay man wouldn't necessarily, you know, have anxiety about being pulled over by the police or being confronted by the police. But at the same time, a black man wouldn't have to worry about hiding his blackness from his family or have to worry about, going white face so that people didn't discriminate him. I was actually recently at a emotional intelligence class last week. It's not that I needed like better emotional. I think everybody needs better emotional intelligence just in general. We can always improve, but this is about, you know, at one point in the class, the teacher talked about problems that LGBT people have had, like in the particular workspace that I'm in. And just because people were gay, they've had bags of shit left on their desk. They've been threatened and like with physical harm and emotionally threatened. And so the struggles of the LGBT community are very real, are very dangerous, but that doesn't disregard the fact that the Black community also has this similar struggles. Not exactly the same, but they're still, you know, pretty bad.
You shouldn't have to justify just how your discrimination is worse to identify the fact that it is in fact discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination.
I'm sorry. I just need to get this in there real quick. I just got a message from Emperor Atheist, and he says this: I've got an event in 45 minutes. Also, the environment you created on Twitter lost you points with me. You could have texted me first. I agree with my associates on that. All the fuck you shit was not called for. Real men would have handled it differently, but that's cool. Okay.
I'm sorry. You can't take the high road after the second post or the post that he made today.
here we go. Oh, then he just sent this in literally just now. What does I said? We're live now. I'm about to fill you in on what a real man is. He said, what does life have to do with it? I don't think you can. You and I know it was a bitch move on social media. You know damn well the conversation would have went differently face-to-face. Your emotions defeat you. My man thought you were more together than that. Well, let me explain something to you, genius. You posted this shit on social media, not me. This was not a private post that you and I had to each other. You posted the bigoted comment that you posted it on Facebook. How dare you say that that I should have come to you? You know what? Let me explain something to you. I wasn't going to bring this up. I was not going to bring this up. But you kind of forced my hand so that people really know what a shithead you are. I came to you one-on-one, motherfucker. I came to you one-on-fucking-one a year ago. A year ago when you said something that could be misconstrued as homophobic. Shannon and I both did. And we handled it in private. You remember that, Shannon?
I do.
We did.
I do.
We came to you. We came to you. Okay? So don't give me this. Don't give me this that I'm doing something behind your back. I'm not. You said something a year ago that could be misconstrued as that, and I believed you when you said that you weren't. I've wrongly believed you, but nonetheless,
I did too.
I took you at your word. I took you at your word because that's what I guess friends do, or people who respect each other, who think that they have the same end goal in mind. But you talked your way out of that, just like you're saying right here. You would have talked your way out of it again. This, you know damn well the conversation would have went differently if it was just you and I. Yeah, it probably would have. Just like a year ago, you may have been able to talk your way out of it. You may have talked me down and got me to a place where I actually believed your bullshit. But putting you out there, calling you out the way that I did on Twitter, did one thing. It forced you to show what your true colors were. And in the face of all of this scrutiny and people calling you on your bullshit, how did you react? You blew up to this, "Oh, I'm from the concrete jungle" bullshit. No one gives a fuck where you are from, number one. I don't. No one else does. That doesn't impress anybody. No one gives a fuck about the concrete jungle. It doesn't make you any tougher. It doesn't make you any less able to be scrutinized. None of that. You glaze over saying that, "Oh, my bank account goes up as my friend list goes down." Like Shannon said a second ago, that, "Oh, as my as the people that I discriminated against, those people jump ship or they don't support me anymore, my bank account goes up." What does that say for where your priorities are? Is it for the people that you're discriminated against? No, because you're a shitty fucking person. And the sooner that you own up to that, the sooner that, you know, you don't have to hide behind it anymore. But the shit that you say is not only hurtful, it's ignorant, it's bigoted, it's disgusting. You are a disgusting human being.
You don't justify saying reprehensible things against another group by saying somebody else said reprehensible things about me. It's just passing the buck along for justification. Like, we're better than that. Be better than that. Why aren't you better than that? Why would you appeal to your bank account going up? Why would you say that it's okay to say what I said because comparatively, the group that I belong to has it worse? Does that mean somebody else doesn't have it bad? What does it mean that they don't deserve respect? Does it mean that they don't deserve your acknowledgement, that they have a right to exist? When you say something like, "I don't condone," you have to understand that your words have implications. And those implications are heard by people. And if they aren't countered by people who want better for more people, then they're allowed to stand. You're an influencer. That comes with an obligation. You may not recognize it. You may not acknowledge it. It may not be something that you respect. But it's the reason that we're all here. The reason we're all here is because you are an influencer. You are somebody that we put ourselves behind because we felt like what you had to say was worth listening to. We helped build the group of people that listened to what you had to say. Even if it wasn't a maneuver proportion, I understand that you built most of it yourself. But can't you understand that obligation? You're dehumanizing people. It doesn't matter if there's another group of people that are dehumanized more. We should all work together to make sure that doesn't happen to anybody. It's not justification. You don't get to say I have it worse so I can do whatever I want to you. You don't get to say that. Not and walk around telling people that you care about what happens to just humans in general. You don't get to do it. You just don't. I adored you. I watched you. I told other people to watch you. I listened to you. I talked to you. I gave you an opportunity. When this happened before, I messaged you and I tried to understand. And you do it again. And when somebody calls you out on it, you double down. And you don't show up to explain why. My heart is broken. Every time something like this happens, my heart is broken. People should be better. All of us should care about each other. That's unilateral. Unilateral. It doesn't matter what group we belong to. It doesn't matter how bad they have it. The more we elevate each other, the better it is for all of us. And if you think that that's justification to pick on one group and tell them that you are the one who gets to condone their existence, you're wrong. You're so wrong. I'm sorry. I'll just keep screaming for an hour because I'm so upset.
Okay. It's okay.
What I'm a little confused about right now is how is the fact that he's getting unfriended by people making his bank account go up? I don't understand the logic behind
that's
that.
That's a good question.
Like, is he
getting, I don't think it is.
Like, unfriend or?
No.
Huh?
I think the opposite, in my opinion, would be what it is. He's just showboating. Like, the whole thing, GE, where he said, I'm from the concrete jungle. Like, what does that have to do with anything?
Doesn't.
I don't know.
People that think you're right for saying shitty things.
Yeah, I mean,
and if you want to revel in that, then I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. I had a similar thought to that myself. You know, it just sounds like a really shitty thing to say, like to associate, you know, my bank account goes up because I've said some things that are atrocious, and I've made a group of people angry and friends of the group of people angry that are in that community. My bank account is going to go up.
Right. What, like, why would you want to revel in that? What does that mean?
I don't understand why, like, if you are not a bigot, then why would you want to? Because I'm guessing that's the argument he's trying to make, is that I'm not bigoted. why would you want to draw in, you know, a bigoted crowd if you're indeed not bigoted? Like, I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
I know Frustrated Atheist had something that he wanted to say too. So we'll bring him in. And this doesn't have to be a long drawn out thing. I thought that he was with his okay yesterday. I thought that was an indication that he was actually going to show up. But I will say this. He said that he had 45 minutes before his next event, whatever that is. That's 40. He could have come in here and explained if he didn't mean it the way that we're taking it. He could have come in here and explained it. What this shows to me is that he's not concerned how anybody's going to see what his comments were. And that means that we're right in how we're taking it, that he is, in fact, a bigot. And when push comes to shove, just like I said last night, if he didn't show up, then his name would go. I would etch his name atop that bitch made list that we have on here. That is the epitome of bitch made. When you come out swinging like you do, calling me that I needed to come to you like a real man, I'm here. The real man is here waiting on you, the one who has to constantly remind everyone who the real man is. Well, you're not at all. I'm here. Where are you? Nowhere to be found. Oh, you have an event in 45 minutes. I'm sure it's so important that you have to spend 45 minutes getting ready for. I can't believe it. The height of cowardice that you are is astounding to me. I've dealt with a lot of cowards on this show, a lot, a ton, almost on an every other day basis. GE and I sit on Saturday nights for Flatterday, and we deal with cowards all the time, but never to the extent of the one that I'm dealing with right now. And it is shocking, let me tell you. For somebody who has to spout off at the mouth that he's the man all the time, you sure are not showing it here. Hello, Frustrated Atheist.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, it's
so
great.
I'm having a great day. So good.
I can hear, and I do feel your pain, Shannon. I really do. That Emperor Atheist was someone who I had heard whenever I got into the community, heard a lot of great things about, and I never really paid attention to much of his stuff, but I went off of the words of the people who were around me, who trusted him, who said he was such a great person. And when I heard this yesterday during the live stream, I was completely and utterly shocked that Emperor Atheist said these things. And to me, I'm sorry, but his line of reasoning here is that of a fundamentalist Christian. And there's no way around that. I mean, you are pretty much going the same route almost every fundamental Christian goes when speaking about the LGBT community. And to me, that's just, it's sad to see that, especially from someone who was so highly talked about.
Yeah. All he would have to do is, sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, no, please.
All he would have to do at this point was come out and apologize for how his comment came off, if that wasn't the intention. Because he seems to be saying that, or implying that wasn't his intention by saying that people are taking it wrong. Just indicate that it wasn't your intention and state your support. Say that they don't need you to condone that. Just say it. Say that people in the LGBTQ plus community don't need you to condone them, because it is not a choice for them to exist in the instantiation that they were born into. They don't need your permission, and they're not asking for it. So you rescinding it is an indication that you think they do. You can counter that. You can rectify that. Make the choice to do so if that's not what you mean. That, clarify if that's not what you mean. And if that is what you mean, then own the repercussions. Own the repercussions. Just own them. Mm-hmm. But make it clear. Don't obfuscate.
I think it sends a very loud and very pathetic message when you talk all of this smack about I don't care what people think of my views or my views, I stand behind them. And you have the chance to come and you said it yourself, that I wouldn't come to your face and say it. I'm here. It's you that won't come and say it to my face. And that tells me something. It tells me that you know that you have no explanation other than the fact that you have, you harbor some sort of hatred, some sort of insecurity, some sort of resentment maybe towards people who are gay, and more specifically, gay men. I don't know what it is, but you, you always make it a point to clarify. Yeah. You're muted. You're muted.
You're muted, G.
Sorry. So I was going to say that his logic is fucking all over the place with this thing, because not only is it only like atheist men, but it's only gay men. My bad. Gay men, and I guess specifically at parades or something. Oh, not specifically at parades, but it's gay men. But also he doesn't mind homosexuals getting married, especially in the case of gay men, and for them to have a child, like that's fine. But then, and apparently he's not concerned with like lesbians, I guess, kissing in front of children or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. His logic just seems all over the place. I mean, did you guys get the same kind of feeling?
I want to say this, like, if at first I thought that his case was going to be this. This is what I thought at first, that he didn't approve of kids being around, there are pride parades that happen where in certain parts of the pride parade there, you might see very scantily clad people, or they can get racy. I don't think anyone would ever advocate that a child should be anywhere around that. I mean, I can't think of a person that would say, yes, you know, that should be okay.
It could be okay to some parents, and that's an individual parenting choice. But to say, I wouldn't personally take my kid to the Pride Parade locally because there's people that engage in sexually provocative, mock sexual engagements at the Pride Parade, which I'm like, woo, personally, but not for my 8-year-old. However, my eight-year-old, I would send my 8-year-old to Kyle's house tomorrow if he's down the road. And I know he's more fun than me. He would have more fun with Kyle than he would with me. Kyle and my kid would have a party. And you know what? I wouldn't be concerned with it at all. And Kyle's gay. To say you're not comfortable or you're okay with an 11-year-old being around gay men, watch your words. Watch your words. Mm-hmm. If that's not what you meant, if you meant you're okay with an 11-year-old being around gay men engaging in sexually provocative positions, that is distinctly different. Because believe it or not, there's gay men that aren't consistently, always, and in all moments of their life, engaged in sexually provocative positions, just like there's heterosexual people that walk around not having sex too, or engaging in sexually provocative behaviors. Hell, that's the way
Go ahead.
I hear you trying to talk frustrated.
Sorry. I was actually, I thought you were done, and I was actually enjoying your,
I'm never done. I'll just keep talking until the stream is there. I can force myself to stop so other people can talk. Kyle knows. That's why he's laughing.
It's true.
But, it's true.
I love it.
Even here in Texas, and last year at the Dallas Pride Parade, there were a lot of people who spoke out against what was going on at the Pride Parade because of how sexually explicit it was becoming. But the first ones who spoke up were a lot of the members of the LGBT community, because they were like, we want this to be a more family function, and having such sexually explicit things going on doesn't make it family friendly. And so they were the first ones speaking for.
which is understandable, but that's separate. It's entirely separate. That's an event. An event. And if they make the decision, like, you understand what it is and what it's going to look like. If you make the decision to not take a small child there, fine. The original post had nothing to do with children. If you take that independently, which you would, because it was an independent post. If you wanted context, it's Facebook. You have essentially unlimited space to add the context you want. There was no context. There's no character limit on Facebook. He could have said, because based on the pride parades, I feel like there's some sexually explicit content. I don't feel like I would necessarily expose my children to that sexually explicit content in general, and therefore I wouldn't take my child to a pride parade. I don't think that we would be sitting here right now if that is what happened. What happened was he said, I don't condone your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. And then said, I don't think that an 11-year-old should be around grown gay men. He never said, never once did he say where. He didn't specify that this was at a, you know, I don't condone having an 11-year-old around a racy, sex-filled orgy at a pride parade. That's not what he said. I showed
it. You can appeal to the stipulations to justify what you said, but what you said, if it stands alone, has to be in all conceivable contexts if you wanted to stand alone. Otherwise, you should have inferred the context. If you do not want it to be applicable to all contexts, all of them, unilaterally, then stipulate the context.
Blue Kool-Aid, then we'll get to Reds, and then I think we'll
read
the super chats and we'll call it a night. But Blue Kool-Aid said that I should start a, just to prove a point, I should start a daycare center in the concrete right jungle.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch daycare.
he might be tough in the concrete jungle, but you ain't so tough in the digital jungle.
I really wish he'd come. I would love to talk to him.
I don't think it's going to happen. Reds?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
What's up? All right. So I actually told a lot of my subscribers back in the day I was doing this for a favor for a friend who shall remain unnamed, but wasn't Emperor Atheist. But I told a bunch of my subscribers at the time to support Emperor Atheist, to subscribe to his show and whatnot and whatever. Basically, what I'm doing now is I'm telling all of my subs, and basically if you follow me, if you are indeed a true member of Team Cunt, to go to his channel or his show's channel, whichever. I'm not going to link it. I'm not going to advertise it. But if you know what it is, great. Go there. See if you're subscribed. And if you are, ask yourself this question. Do I really want to stay subscribed to a guy that's this bigoted? Ask yourself that question. And not only that, but to the other people that are following him who aren't a member of Team Cunt, I ask you this question. Who you associate with actually says a lot about you. So ask yourself, do I want to be associated with someone who's actually this bigoted? So do I want to subscribe to a person that's this bigoted? Do I want to be associated with someone who's this bigoted? Do I want this person anywhere near me in any aspect of my life, even if it's over the internet? Ask yourself that question. What I've seen of the post, what I've heard and whatever, it seems to me that Godless is, you know, getting really, really good to point. He is trying to find some way to make this easier for not only other people to understand, but I think he's trying to convince himself, oh, well, if I keep acting like a total shithead, I'm going to make more money somehow. Because, yeah, that's how it fucking works, dude. So he's trying to make it not as bad by saying, oh, well, I'm not here for your feelings. I grew up in the concrete jungle. My bank account grows whenever it happens. Honestly, dude, it's sad. It's sad that that's where you had to go to try and make this work in any way, shape, or form. I got to tell you something. It doesn't. And also, before anyone says guilt by association because of subscribing and associating, I simply ask you to ask yourself the question, do I want to be associated with that? I'm not going to say that I'll think less of you if you stay subscribed to that guy, if you continue to support him or whatever. I just ask you to ask yourself, do I want to be associated with this person? Because I'll tell you one thing, based on what I've seen, I sure as fuck don't want to.
Right. That's very well, very well said.
I would rather have $0 in my Patreon account, which I'm close to that. I have fantastic patrons. I should. Thanks, patrons. I got a new computer because of you guys.
Yay.
I would rather have $0. Like it? It's fantastic. It took me a year to save up, but it did. I got a new computer, guys. That's why I'm not lagging. Thanks, patrons. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to belittle you. I'm so sorry. But I'd rather have $0 in my Patreon account and sleep at night. And then have $1 million in my Patreon account and know that it was on the backs of people who deserve better from me.
Very well.
I have an obligation.
Yes, Ritz.
If I ever have a demon spawn on my own, I'm with Shannon. They're going to come over to your place, and they're going to annoy the absolute shit out of you, and they are going to steal all of your Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
See, that will be a problem. Oh, we can't have that. I love kids. And the best part about kids is being able to hand them back to their parents whenever they get to that annoying level. So that's babysat. Thank you.
Babysat.
That was a joke. I wasn't really asking that. But I've babysat. My cousin has two of the most beautiful girls you have ever seen in your life. I mean, they are just, they're angelic. And when they were younger, I was the fun sort of uncle, because they have a trampoline, and nobody would get up there and jump on the trampoline with them. But I'm just that way. Like, I'll get up there and love kids, but I love being able to hand them back to their, parents when they get to that either sleepy or want to annihilate everything in their radius.
Sounds about right.
But those are the two states kids exist in, by the way. There's three. Play, annihilate everything, and sleepy.
So I'm gonna read these super chats real quick. Does anybody have any last minute? I think we've said pretty much everything that we need to. I don't want to make this a long drawn out thing. I really thought that he would have the sort of I thought he would show up.
Cojones?
Cojones is a good word, but I don't know why. Think about it now, I don't know why, but I expected better from him.
It's called the testicular fortitude to show up.
Yeah. I was, you're right. I mean, you're right. Yeah. But I just expected better. I don't know why, but, I think this pretty much seals the deal. The fact that he didn't show up and that he said he had, 45 minutes until he had anything to do. That to me is just ridiculous. But all he really needed was 5 minutes. You know, he could have popped in for 5 minutes and said,
made his case if it was a case worth making.
Sure, but no. So that just shows to me. It shows what he thinks of us here in the stream, and what he thinks to you guys, you who are watching. I felt that it was important enough to come in and talk about and to try to get some answers. Apparently he doesn't think that any of us in the stream or you watching are worth that. So it should tell you everything that you need to know about this individual situation.
Tells me a lot.
Did anybody have any last minute things that they wanted to say?
You know, I do.
Sure. Yeah. Do you want to do that now, Shannon, or do you want to wait till I do the super chats?
No, do the super chats first, and then I'll do it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, then we'll end on that. All right. Revive Newt says, all hail Queen Kyle, long live the Queen. Stable K, Emperor Atheist, worse than gout, stay hydrated. Silver Lania says, agreed 100%. Milwaukee Atheist, I love everyone in this hangout right now. Hopefully this goes through before EA gets here. It did because he didn't show up. Justin Holland, who was our guest for Opinionated this past week. If you didn't get a chance to see that, make sure you go and do that. It was an amazing, it was one of the best that we learned about. He's going blind and how he's actually blind. I learned that. He actually is now blind. So we heard about his story and it happened. The crazy thing is it happened within a year. He was seeing fine. And then a year later, he had lost his vision completely. It was an amazing story. So make sure you check that out if you haven't. But he says, yes, Kyle, hashtag bitch made. That's right. Silver Lania says, exactly. People will see who you are through your actions. That is completely true. Janice Hall, to Kyle for being a better human being. We're all flawed. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not a perfect human being, but I do try to be a decent person.
You do have an iPhone, so I mean, not perfect.
Oh my Android. God! That's
yeah. No, I have to agree with Red.
All of you, fuck off, Dave. Mute them all.
Here's my Android phone.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But here's the thing. Here's the fuck you all then. Here's the thing.
I have an essay. right now.
It doesn't take a lot. The most minimal thing that you can do in life besides breathing is just be decent to people. Like, I don't understand the complication with that. People are different. Everyone is different. Everyone feels differently. Everyone thinks differently. Everybody loves differently. Everybody cares about things differently. We're all different. And the moment that you spend way more energy discriminating against thinking bad about or treating people horrible, you spend way more energy doing that than it is to just understand that the differences is what makes life beautiful. That's the thing that makes life as incredible as it is, that we all think differently. We're able to come up with solutions to problems because we think differently. We're able to create beautiful works of art that inspire us because we're differently. We're able to write songs that can bring you to tears because we think differently. And that is what makes it beautiful. And the moment that you have to spend more time to discriminate against somebody because they either love differently than you or they act differently than you, they look differently than you, that just makes you a horrible person. There's no reason for that whatsoever. And not to throw mud into all of you in this call's eye, but think differently, oddly enough, is the motto for Apple. Okay.
I don't care.
Rapid X.
Slow clap. Slow clap.
No, don't even clap, Reds. No. Bad. Don't even clap.
Yes, ma'am.
Carry Thank on, you. Kyle.
Okay. Rapid X says, black, homosexual, transgender, yellow, red, white, limped or blind, disrespectful assholes with a lack of empathy come in all sizes and forms. That is exactly correct. Puffluffagus, financially, Emperor Atheist can fuck himself. Kuyasa, don't be upset. It's not worth you guys getting upset over a typical homophobe. He has some ideas we can agree on, but his ideas on sexuality and gender is just wrong. That is all. Who's your atheist? Kyle, we love you to the end of GE's massive penis and back.
No wonder she's sick all the time.
Hey, that's a long way.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Help you pack a lunch.
Silver Lion says, I love you, Shannon and Kyle. You guys make the internet a more tolerable and authentic place. Thank you. Nicholas Suter, you rock, Kyle. Shannon, engineer, don't ever change. Proud of you guys. RapidX, happy that I never liked Emperor Atheist work. The Holy Spackle, Kyle, my hero. Seriously, that's twice you've handed it to bigots. You are a real man. Respect. Thank you very much. I have a very low tolerance. I get along with anybody, but I can't bigoted people just because I love everybody, you know, despite their differences. I think that's, like I said, that's what makes the world a better place. Sadie 79, hugs. I love you all. Leah's Logic, love you guys. Glad you did this, by the way. It's Leah from the Smoking Nun. Oh, the Smoking Nun interview, and had a channel makeover. Oh, excellent. Very good, Leah's Logic. That was a very harrowing story. That was hard to get through. Leah was the one that came on to talk about finding what essentially CP on her
partner gosh, times yes.
computer. Oh, so glad that you're doing well. And again, you're a hero, Leah. Never forget that. RapidX, honestly, it almost seems like as if he's struggling with his own sexual preference. That might protest too much. 0132132. Did Kyle consent to being everyone's babysitter? Kyle gonna make bank off of this new daycare venture, I guess. That is a good idea. If the show goes tank up, then maybe I will open a daycare. We'll call it Emperor Daycare. Yeah. The Holy Spackle, once again, tell Emperor I don't condone straight people's lifestyle because of Mardi Gras. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Mardi Gras does have some. I think I've got.
You guys in your Mardi Gras. My God, you guys have never seen Gasparilla.
What's that? Oh, man. We've got five more, and then we'll close it out. Yokai in Theory says this guy scares me because no willingness to X. I think that means explain, I hope. Philip Frenier says, smash that unsubscribe button on Emperor Atheist channel. Artisan Tony, Kyle, love you, mean it. Thank you, Artisan Tony, but as always, fuck you. RJ left a super chat with no message. Thank you, RJ. I'm just kidding, Tony. Yokai in the Theory says, stand strong, guys. Thank you very much for the support. And we tipped off tonight. We peaked. Actually, there's one more. Mr. Metal Lover 66 said it earlier, and I'll say it again. Queen takes Emperor, checkmate. Thank you very much for the super chat. Lost my train of thought. Damn it. Oh, we peaked out tonight at just under 740 was the peak, I think. You have no idea how much that means to me personally. I'm going to not try to get choked up, so I'm going to keep this very short, but thank you for the support. It really means the world. And to see that number, especially when Game of Thrones is on, is more than you know. It helps out. So I believe that Shannon was going to sort of wrap up the conversation. Unless, once again, if anybody else wants to say anything, make sure that you subscribe to everyone that's in this call right now, because they are all amazing people in themselves. And I do love each and every one of you guys in the call, and appreciate your support as well. But before Shannon goes, did anybody else have something they wanted to say?
Kyle's getting a running back on.
I guess I'll just say a quick thank you. I'll just call it right now because it's pretty much a guarantee at this point. I want to thank everyone for watching my Falcon Heavy launch and landing video. With your help, I'm going to call it. We've made it 1 million views. That is epic.
Oh,
so thank
hell
you.
Yeah, good.
Yes,
and what a week.
1 million views. Hang on. Let me check. Emperor Atheist at channel. How many views does he get?
How many days did it take for you to get 1 million views?
Six.
Excellent. Hey, that's fantastic. Okay, GE, you got anything?
No. Other than Emperor Atheist sounds like he comes from the congregation of Pastor Steven Anderson. If you guys don't know, that's the guy who thinks that gay people should be killed. I'm not saying that is his position on anything, but it just kind of seems like he has the same kind of illogical reasoning behind it. And it's really sad to see him go down. And I know that there was a comment or a super chat saying not to get yourself so upset over something like this. But it's really hard for us to see somebody that, you know, we've collaborated with, we've cared for, we've included in things, to take such a you know, odd turn, like in thinking and in his logic, and it's just very odd to see that. And I think that's probably the thing that hurts most is, you know, the fact that we all had this, I guess, notion that we were on the same page, and then it's like he comes out like, nah, I'm not, kind of thing. So I don't know. That's what kind of struck me, and that's what got me. I don't mean to speak for anybody else, but that's what got me.
I think you're dead on. Frustrated atheist.
Are you muted?
You're muted. Say anything. Or you're gone. Frustrated?
Are you gone? Frustrated?
Why is my phone beat this?
Oh, I hear. I hear.
We hear you now.
Are you there, frustrated?
Are you so frustrated that you can't speak? We understand.
I mean, it does happen.
Well, frustrated, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on, buddy, but we can't hear you. Dave, are you getting any levels from him?
Yeah, he's here. He turned his microphone on. I don't know if he's – it sounded like okay. He was having problems with his phone.
Maybe so. Well, frustrated, thank you very much for coming on. If you are having problems, I really do appreciate it. And everybody check out Frustrated Atheist channel as well. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to Shannon to close us out. Once again, I love you all, and we'll be back doing what we do here tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Shannon, Rand Campbell is ready to go Wednesday at 9 if you are. Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah. No, I can do that.
Sure. Using the chat earlier.
9 p.m. Eastern? If it's 9 p.m. Eastern, then yes. Ah, absolutely.
Yes.
Myself,
good deal. Okay, Dan, over to you.
All right, so switching gears, I'm disappointed. I feel like you've had ample opportunity to counter what you said if you did in fact not mean it in the way that it was intended. So you're either doubling down emperor atheist because you're blustered and emboldened by the fact that people took you wrong and you're not taking the opportunity to clarify, or there's no need to clarify because everybody took it the way that you intended. And those are the two options. So you still have the opportunity. You could have come in here now and said that, and clarified and said that we didn't take this in the way you intended. You could have made an attempt, a step towards exonerating yourself from the implication, the clear implication that your words made towards an entire group of people, towards completely eviscerating the integrity of an entire group of people. And if you had 45 minutes, I don't understand how that could have taken less than half an hour if we're wrong. And I hope we are. Because I adored you. I had you on my channel. I had you on my podcast. I told other people to watch you. When something like this happened before, I gave you the benefit of the doubt, and I reached out to you personally, and I talked to you in private messages, and I tried to understand. And it's happened again. And instead of telling people that they're worthwhile, you talked about your bank account. Please give me a reason to be wrong. Please. I want you to. I really want you to give me a reason why I'm wrong right now. Because I'm hurt. Not for me. For all the people I know are looking at you, thinking that they might be less than they were before they heard the words or read the words that you wrote. And if you can't own the fact that you made that happen and not make it about you, then I'm going to find it very difficult to respect you. So please give me a reason. Please prove me wrong. Please start. Please start now. Because if you don't, after being given every opportunity, I don't know what to think. And what I think right now isn't good. And it breaks my heart. So please prove me wrong. Start now. Whatever stream you're about to go on, use that opportunity to correct this mistake, because you made one. Own it. That's all I have.
Well said. Well said. And just to quell the heated debate that's going on in the live chat, is this box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch empty or not?
Oh, it's definitely got Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it, and you're probably going to pour it in a bowl as soon as this stream is over.
No. If it has Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it, it would be gone. This is an empty box just for prop.
No, yes, Kyle. For a minute there, it was Schrodinger's Crunch.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
But you ruined it by letting us know. You gave us a peek inside. And so.
Sorry.
I came to see that was not me.
That's fake Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Paul's ruined everybody's lives.
All right, guys. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. And I love you all. I know everybody in this call loves you as well. And we will see you back here tomorrow at 9 p.m. for another interesting episode of the Non Sequitur Show. This is going to be a short week because I will be going to Dallas this weekend to see all of those lovely people there. Shannon, we'll see. I finally get my hug from Shannon, so this is going to be.
Oh, you're getting so hugged.
Yeah. So and we're going to be we're taking bets now, guys. That's the next poll. Will Shannon and Kyle be kicked out of the hotel? That is the
yeah. I'll make sure of it.
All right, guys. I love you all, and we'll see you tomorrow. Good night.